These longer trains mean 5,000 more seats in the morning peak alone, which means more space, more comfortable journeys for thousands of customers.
What's obviously going to happen when they are introduced?
Well, the first of these carriages comes into service today, and we're looking forward to rolling out the rest of them across the network over the next couple of months. It's going to have a really wide-ranging impact on customers across our network. The majority of stations will see some longer trains through this train rollout programme.
And what will it achieve?
Well, what it will achieve is more comfortable journeys, more space for customers, 5,000 extra seats, as I said, in the morning peak alone. So lots of customers will have a more comfortable journey when travelling with Southeastern.
So why is it being introduced? Why now? Because I know, obviously, you've been doing sort of lots of updates and things over the last year. So how have you got to this stage?
Well, we've done a lot of work investing in improving the experience for customers on the network over the last year or so. We've actually seen a 10% rise in customer satisfaction as a result of that. But one thing we've been very conscious of is that the biggest item we hadn't addressed as part of that investment programme was more trains, putting more capacity onto the network. That's why it's great news that these 68 new carriages will introduce 5,000 new seats at the busiest times of the day.
And please can you tell me whereabouts it will affect and what train lines it will affect?
So the new trains initially will be deployed on the line of route that goes from Ashford through to London Victoria. What that does is frees up trains to be redeployed on the busiest routes across our network. So as I said earlier on, most of our stations will see longer trains, some longer trains as a result of this programme. And we're focusing those longer trains on the busiest services at the busiest times of the day. So we get maximum benefit from these 68 new carriages.